Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. Today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of All Saints. First, today, we're taking from the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verses 2 to 4, 9 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 24. Second reading will be taken from First Letter of St. John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the path of the unrevealed future glory. The solemnity of All Saints reminds us that it is not impossible to serve the Lord, and that the hope of eternal life is not a fantasy. St. John confessed in today's first reading that he saw the people who have been through the great persecution, and they have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, he saw the people who accepted the yoke of life, labored to relieve the burden of their friends, family, and communities, and worked hard to rest in the Lord on earth and in the land of the living. Those saints were or are ordinary, baptized people who became what Christ wanted them to be, or Christ wants them to be. They knew or know what they were or are, baptized children of God, and have allowed themselves to be conquered by God for the sake of the unrevealed future glory. In other words, saints are ordinary men and women who worked or are working to provide for the hungry, to secure fearful communities against marauders, and to uphold justice and rights of ordinary people. These true children of God chose happiness that never ends on earth and in the world to come. And the Lord alone offers that happiness. In order to attain that happiness, our souls must possess integrity, says Bishop Robert Barron. For that to occur, Jesu must become our dominus, the center and master of our being, because he provides the energy for illuminating the world, the peace for a joyous life. He provides the food for satisfaction and sanctification, and he has provided and offers the commands against lust for wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. Yes, my brother, my sister, those finite treasures will not satisfy the hunger for happiness. Our hearts will forever be restless if we fail to accept and observe those commands for true happiness and sanctification. Thus, we must surrender to the Spirit of the Lord, who helps us to develop a childlike heart. With that heart, one gradually becomes humble in spirit and dependent on the Lord alone, who inspires us to share in the pains of those who mourn and suffer in our world. Indeed, the act of sharing the pains of the marginalized and hungry humbles and makes us gentle and willing to respect others. Besides, instilling that shared value of respect infuses in us the ability to speak and act for what is right, just, and peace. Yes, I know, my brother, my sister, this path is excruciating, but it prepares us for the unrevealed future glory and the washing of our robes with the blood of the Lamb. Yes, the Lord is watching and waiting for us. He is there to guide us, even when it is so difficult. He is there. He wants us all to be saints. He wants us to be with Him in paradise. We pray that the Lord in His infinite mercy will grant us the blessings necessary for our salvation, will forgive us our sins, and grant us a place in His kingdom. May the Lord in His infinite mercy bless us this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. All you saints and angels of God, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.